Dictation for Katrina, K-A-T-R-I-N-A, Robinson, September 370. Address as a letter to Dr. Abimbola, A-B-I-M-B-O-L-A, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Abimbola, follow-up for Katrina, who has calcification of the medullary area of the kidneys, nephrocalcinosis. There is a kidney stone, but she has never passed one. Last visit in November. Treated for toe fungus, tolerating medications without issues. An extensive review system, otherwise is negative. Urine without infection, cloudiness of blood, no abdominal or back pain, no nausea, vomiting, bowel problems, no diarrhea. A stable weight, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea. She mentioned that her daughter, which is in her 20s, has passed a stone, but she doesn't know the type. Next paragraph, medication list review, blood pressure on Norvasc. Next paragraph, chemistries. Normal kidney function, normal sodium, potassium, normal acid base, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus. For the most part, no gross anemia. Next paragraph, the prior low sodium concentration has not been persistent, is back to normal. A prior urine sample, no activity for blood or protein. A 24-hour urine collection. There was a minor increase of calcium at 283, considered normal less than 250, with a volume of 1.6 liters. T-reactive protein has been normal. Liver function test normal. Vitamin D 25, upper normal at 47. Negative anti-DNA and complement 4. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Nephrocalcinosis. Clinically not symptomatic. No urinary symptoms. Well-controlled blood pressure. Nothing to suggest problems of diabetes insipidus. No evidence for potassium acid-base abnormalities to suggest renal tubular acidosis. There is a stone on the kidney, but it has not caused symptoms. It has not moved or cause problems. There is now a family history, her daughter. She's going to find out what kind of stones and if there was also associated nephrocalcinosis. She will continue with relative fluid intake of 2 liters. No evidence for hypercalcemia. We might repeat another urine collection to see if there is a persistent elevated calcium in the urine. We might update on PTH to assess for primary hyperparathyroidism, which can manifest with isolated increased calcium in the urine and normal calcium on blood. There is no evidence of other systemic abnormalities. Her prior vitamin D level was considered normal. We will follow on the next 6 months, end of dictation.